Radio MD News. I'm Jim Miller. Well, stress, hostility, and depression may increase the risk for mini strokes. A study found that depression seemed to raise the risk of a mini stroke by 86%. It also found that stress apparently raising average strokes by 59%. Mini stroke is caused by a temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain. For those concerned about reducing their stroke risk, classic risk factors like smoking and high blood pressure are important. This is Radio MD News. A Mississippi girl born with HIV who was thought to be cured by immediate and aggressive drug treatment has relapsed, with new tests showing detectable levels of the AIDS-causing virus in her bloodstream. That girl, now 4 years old, had remained virus-free even though she stopped taking HIV medications when she was 18 months old. Doctors had hoped her remission would open the door to a functional cure for all children born with the virus, but a blood test taken during a routine clinical care visit earlier this month uncovered detectable HIV levels in her blood. Slimming down may help ease the hot flashes that often accompany menopause. Hot flashes can be debilitating for more than 50% of menopausal women. About one-third of menopausal women experience more than 10 hot flashes a day. And they add, hot flashes are more common in obese women. Overweight and obese women may also yo-yo a diet, which could mean that they have fluctuating estrogen levels, and that could make it harder for their bodies to regulate their internal temperatures. Well, teens who are sensitive to light or noise after a concussion are more likely to develop emotional symptoms like anxiety and depression. After a concussion, people can have widely varying symptoms. These symptoms can include physical, mental, and emotional problems. Now, the study included almost 40 young athletes between the ages of 12 and 17. The teens had symptoms for an average of 37 days after suffering a concussion. Of those, 22 experienced emotional symptoms like anxiety, depression, apathy, aggression, irritability, frequent mood swings, or excessive emotional reactions. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.